Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. He's been just that good to us. Amen. We bless God, amen, for being here. We thank God, amen, for allowing us to come together just one more time. Somebody said, another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We just thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Keeper. Amen. We thank Him for being our everything. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We ask that you, amen, invite somebody to come, amen, on into the room. Amen. Invite somebody to come in, amen, and help us to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Amen. We give honor to, amen, our visionary, amen, and founder of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. In the persons of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for her labor of love, for her obedience, and for her sacrifice. Amen. We praise God that truly God, amen, has done a great work in the earth, whereby we are glad. Amen. And I'm just grateful to be a part, amen, of this, amen, wonderful work of the Lord. Amen. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So we thank God that you're here. Amen. We're so grateful that you are a part of this work. Amen. God has fittingly joined us together. Amen. So that we could come, amen, and bless his holy name together. Amen. God has knitted our hearts together in love. Amen. And we praise God for his goodness. Amen. Like forestated, amen, we welcome you as you're coming on in. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want you to reach out, amen, and touch someone, amen, by inviting them, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on now and that we are on live. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are recording this broadcast live as we do every night. Amen. And as usual, at the end of the program, we will give you two numbers, amen, where you could text us, amen, to request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast along with any other night. Amen. And we'll be, amen, so honored, amen, to get you a copy, amen, of the request. So we just praise God. We bless God tonight. We love the Lord because he first loved us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel a praise way down on the inside. Amen. I feel a praise down in my sanctified soul. Amen. Like the word of God has been coming forth, our praise is what's going to get us through. Our praise is what's going to bring us out. Amen. And God will give us the strength, amen, just to make it on this journey. Amen. So we look to the Lord. We trust God tonight. Amen. We're so honored just to be here. Amen. We're just so grateful that God chose us. Amen. Amen. In a time like this, God chose us from the foundation of the earth. Amen. And we just welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We honor, amen, all of our, amen, our listeners. Amen. We honor you tonight in the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for all of our, amen, amen, those of you that call in on the regular. We thank God for our first-time visitors. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. No matter how long you've been on the line, amen, if you've been from the beginning or if you just recently come, we thank God that you're here right now. Amen. That's what counts. Amen. Where you are right now. And you are right where God wants you to be. Amen. You at the right place at the right time where God has ordained you to be. So we're just so grateful for that. Amen. We want you to know, amen, thank God for our radio blog. God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. Tuning into this broadcast. Amen. And surely you're getting something out of it. Amen. For you to continue to come back. Amen. We just bless God for you. Amen. And just in case, amen, just in case no one told you today, amen, God loves you, and so do we. Amen. We want to make sure that you know that. Amen. Just in case no one had told you today, Amen. God loves you, and so do we. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. Our arms are open unto you. Amen. Embracing you with the love of Christ. Amen. We just bless God. Amen. We want amen, each one of you, amen, to invite somebody to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Amen. As the fourth stated, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. And also you can find us, amen, by via Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network. Amen. And there you can hear, amen, this live recorded broadcast. Amen. We bless God for all things. We thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen. Each and every one of you, amen, whatever country, amen, that you're, amen, amen, coming from, we thank God that you are a part, amen, of this broadcast. We thank God that you, amen, you think enough of us to tune in, to listen to us, to hear, amen, what is being declared out of our mouth, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God. We count it a blessing and an honor, amen, just to come into your hearing, amen, to be able to, amen, share the love of Jesus and the love of Christ with you. Amen. This broadcast reaching globally all around the world. Amen. To Italy, China, Canada, Brazil, the UK, to Tonga, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Cambodia, Lebanon, Uganda, Haiti, the British Virgin Islands, South Africa, Jamaica, amen, any other place that we may have failed to call. We want you to know we welcome you and we thank God for you. We're so glad that you are a part, amen, of this broadcast and the work of the Lord. Amen. We're just so grateful for all things. Amen. We do, amen, give honor where honor is due. Amen. As the fourth stated, amen, protocol. We thank God for, amen, our visionary, our founder. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her labor. We thank God, amen, even for those that work along with her, amen, to aid her, to help carry this gospel, and to help to see to it that the work of the Lord, amen, goes on. So we thank God for every advisor, amen, that God has placed and set in place. Amen. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. One by one and name by name. Each one, amen, holding their respective place. Amen. It's good to know your place in God. Amen. Thank God, amen. They seem to find their place in God, and they operate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost where God leads them. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. Thank God for every last one of them. We thank God for our prayer warriors, amen, that have come to this line, that have joined us, amen, that have taken their place in God and are growing in the grace of God. It's good to grow. God is elevating us. He has elevated us. Amen. What the devil meant for evil and for bad, God meant it for our good. And I don't know about you people, God, but something good has come out of this for me. Amen. Something good has come out of this for me. Amen. I have found a new, amen, developed a new relationship with the Lord, a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. Even growth. Amen, in the Lord. And I praise God. Amen, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Amen. We bless God. We praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you, for everything. Amen. Thank God, amen, for our, amen, our forerunners, those that have went ahead, amen, before us and paved the way. Thank God for the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen, and S.T. James Ministry. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the man of God, for his labor. Amen, amen, and for putting his time in. Amen. Put his time in. He did what thus said the Lord. Amen. For stated by the evangelist, he traveled the world, preaching, teaching, and declaring his gospel, showing the love of Jesus to men and women everywhere. Amen. And crying unto them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. So we bless God for that. We praise God. Amen for, amen, the First Lady, Mother James. Amen, the James family. Thank God, amen, for all the presiding bishops and elders that are currently, amen, holding up the bloodstained banner. Thank God for each and every one of them, name called, uncalled. Amen. God knows who you are. Amen. And we want to recognize you and give honor where honor is due to let you know that we do thank God for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Amen. Thank God for, amen, my leaders. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson Jr. Amen. My Southern District Bishop, Bishop Louis Marshall. His companion, amen, Lady, amen, Janice Marshall. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Their love, their sacrifice, their devotion and commitment. Amen. Unto the Lord our God. Amen. Thank God for, amen, my pastor, my covering. Amen. Pastor, amen, Mark Hogue. Amen. His companion, Lady Kalisa Hogue. Thank God for them. Amen. And for, amen, their, amen, obedience unto the Lord. Amen. And holding their place in God. Amen. To be that example, amen, that God is calling for in these last and evil days. Amen. So we bless God for all things. Amen. And we don't want to forget about your leaders. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of your leaders. Amen. We praise God for your leaders. Amen. Who God has placed over you to shepherd you. Amen. They watch for your soul. Amen. We thank God for your leaders. Amen. Continuously to feed you the word of God. Amen. And you ought to take time out. Amen. To let them know that you do appreciate them and that you do love them and esteem them highly for their work's sake. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. We say welcome to each and every one of you. Amen. Those of you that are still coming into the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. To worship the Lord with us tonight. Amen. Are you looking for a blessing tonight? Amen. Are you looking to have a good time? Amen. In the Lord. Amen. We know it's a holiday time. Amen. Many people may be traveling now. A lot of people may be out of town. Amen. But thank God, amen, we're here in the name of the Lord. He said in the word where one or two are touching and agreeing in my name, Jesus said that he would be in the midst. And we know that God is in the midst tonight. God is in the midst of us. Amen. He's with us right here in this place tonight. Amen. So we, amen, we're just going to open our hearts, amen, open our minds, and we're going to yield and submit to the will of God and receive everything that the Lord has in store for us this night. Amen. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We praise God. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Each and every one of you, we hope that you have reached out and touched someone to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live now. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for all of our mothers, amen, that come to this line and listen faithfully. Amen. We thank God for you. I thank God for my mother, amen, Mother Betty Hogue, amen, how that she is a faithful listener. She sits quietly in the background, but she's there every night listening to this broadcast. Amen. I love you, Mom. Appreciate you. Amen. I thank God for her. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to draft her on. Amen. I'm going to ask her to give a testimony. May even ask her to sing a song. Amen. So get ready, Mom. Amen. Love you. Praise God for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. And we also, amen, thank God for our listeners. Amen. We want to take time to recognize you and to honor you. Thank God even for our listeners, those of you that yet, amen, continue to support this ministry. Amen. Those of you that yet are sowing into the ministry, amen, you're still sending financial blessings, seeds. You're planting seeds into this ministry. Amen. We want to say thank you. Amen. Thank you for being a blessing, amen, to this ministry and to the work of the Lord. Amen. For your support and for your prayers. We thank you. And we want you to know, amen, that, amen, we do thank God for you. Amen. We want to take time to recognize you, to let you know that you are greatly appreciated, amen, for continuously to pour into the ministry. Amen. And people of God, if you care to sow into the ministry, if the Lord laid on your heart to plant a seed, amen, to sow into the ministry, amen, we could give you that information. You could cash app us, amen, or you could, amen, correspond to us, amen, through mail. Amen. Whatever your choice is, amen, you could correspond, amen, to, amen, support the ministry through finance. Amen. We don't beg for money. Amen. This is a nonprofit payment line organization, but it does take money to carry on and to keep this ministry and this vision alive. Amen. So we thank God for each one of you, amen, that have been sowing into the ministry, amen, whether through Cash App or whether through mail. Amen. You have been sowing your seed, being a blessing to the Prayer News Network, because you want to see the work of the Lord continue. And we say thank you tonight. Amen. On behalf of the visionary founder and the advisors, we say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Amen. For supporting this ministry. Amen. And sowing into it. Amen. We know God's going to bless you. Amen. God, he's already blessing you, but he's going to even bless you more for being a blessing unto him. Amen. So we thank God, and we want to take time out to say, amen. We thank God for all of our graduates, amen, of 2021. Amen. We thank God for all of our graduates of class of 2021. Amen. You made it. Amen. You made it through the pandemic, and you pressed your way. You persevered. Amen. You had to do schooling, amen, virtually online, but you made it. You persevered, amen, and you accomplished, amen, what you set out to do. So we want to say congratulations to all of our graduates, amen, of 2021. Amen. And you, those of you that may have family members, amen, whether children or grandchildren that have graduated this year, amen, we want to, amen, amen, put our hands together and applaud them. Amen. Applaud each one of you and say congratulations, amen, to our graduates of class of 2021. And I praise God, amen, because I'm in that number. Amen. I'm, amen, honored, amen, and happy and rejoicing, amen, that our son, amen, my son has graduated this year. Amen. I praise God that, amen, he has, amen, graduated, amen, with the help of the Lord. Amen. I'm just so proud of him. He has graduated with honors. Amen. This is the Lord's doing. Amen. It's marvelous in our eyes. And I am just rejoicing, amen, in the Lord and knowing that he was brought up in holiness. And I know the seed of righteousness, amen, is embedded in his heart. Amen. That what makes the difference. Christ makes the difference. Amen. Christ makes the difference. So we just thank God for that. We wanted to take time out. Want you to know that we celebrate each and every one of you, amen, in every area of your life. Amen. The Bible says rejoice with them that do rejoice. So we just bless God for all things. We praise God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network as you're still coming in. Amen. And pray for those that may be, amen, out of town or on the highway. Amen. That God will cover them under the blood of Jesus and give them safe return home. Because we know so much is going on today, but God is greater. And we know that God is yet in control. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. At this time, people of God, prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. For prayer. Amen. Prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. For the sanctification of this line. Amen. We want to sanctify this line tonight. We want to sanctify ourselves. Amen, because we want to be clean. We want to be right. Amen, in the sight of God. Amen, God can't use us any old kind of way. God is not going to dwell in an unclean place. Amen, so we want to be sure that we walk before the Lord and we come before God with a pure heart. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. Father God, you told us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Father God, that's what we're doing right now. We're thanking you. We're praising you. How you kept us, how you brought us from a mighty long way. You kept us up to this present time. You kept us from danger seen and unseen. Oh God, you shield and cover us under the blood of Jesus. Oh God, when the enemy, oh God, come to destroy us. Oh God, you rebuke the hand of the enemy. Oh God, you told us to live. Oh God, we declare tonight that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Father God, we are just so grateful tonight. We just appreciate you for all that you have done. Father God, we want you to know how much we love you, God. Oh God, more love to thee. More love to thee tonight, Father God. Teach us how to love you with all our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and our strength. We want to love you with every ounce within our body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize tonight without you we could do nothing. Oh, God, but with you we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Father God, we ask right now that you would strengthen us through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen this mortal body tonight. Oh, God, quicken it, oh, God, by your spirit. You said it is the spirit there, oh, God. Oh, God, the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. If he should dwell in us, he shall also quicken our mortal body. Father God, we ask you right now to quicken our mortal body. In the mighty name of Jesus, one touch from you will make our coming worthwhile. One touch tonight, Father, will make our calling in worthwhile. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. We give you all the glory tonight. That is due us in your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, you redeem our soul from destruction. You satisfy our mouth with good things. You renew our strength like the eagle. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just want to say thank you tonight. We just want to glorify and praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you've been good to us. You spared our life. You brought us from a mighty long way. You've been our helper in a time of trouble. Oh, God, you made old Satan behave. You made our enemies our footstool. In the mighty name of Jesus, you calmed the raging sea. You spoke to the storm. You said, peace be still. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you right now. We love you because you first loved us. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, as we come to you tonight, as humble as we know how, we're beseeching your mercy, we're seeking your face tonight, oh, God, we need your help, Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts, God, we pray that you will try our way, Jesus, oh, God, any wicked thing in our life, we pray that you will take it out, remove it tonight, God. Oh, God, remove it from us tonight. As far as the east is from the west. Oh, God, remove our sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh, God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, God, but look beyond our thoughts tonight. Oh, God, and see our need. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're weak tonight. But you are strong. You got all power in your hand. There is nothing too hard for you. You can speak the word tonight. And it shall be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight. We need your help, Lord. We pray you will touch us tonight. Oh, God, touch us. Touch our body tonight. Oh, God, touch our spirit tonight. Oh, God, touch the inner man. Oh, God, so the outward man perish. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Lord, renew us day by day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you lead us. Lead us and guide us. Somebody needs direction. Somebody needs to know which way to go. Oh, God, speak to them tonight. Order my steps in your word. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps tonight in the name of Jesus. Don't let us wander off. Don't let us go astray. But Lord, order our steps tonight. You tell us which way to go. You tell us what to do. In the name of Jesus, in your name tonight, Jesus, Jesus, we need you, Lord. We're down here. We're calling on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We're waiting. We're waiting on you. We need a word. One word from you tonight. One word to change our situation. One word to change our circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, speak to tonight. Lift every burden. Revive our souls. Revive us. Build us up tonight. Where we are weak. Build us up. Where we're far down. In the name of Jesus. Speak to the blood. Speak to the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My soul say yes. Yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We submit. We surrender. We yield. We yield. We yield. What must we do to be saved tonight? In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, tell us tonight.
Tell us what we must do to be saved. Lord God, show us the way tonight. Show us the way, God. Don't let our running be in vain. We don't want to miss heaven tonight. We don't want to be lost tonight. But Lord, help us tonight. Help us to continue on. Help us to do your will tonight. In the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. By your spirit tonight. Do it by your spirit tonight. You destroy every yoke. You save the sick. You save the lost tonight. You heal the sick tonight. You open up the blinded eyes. Cause the dumb to talk. Cause the lame man to walk. In the name of Jesus. Move every pain tonight. Move every discouragement. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, your will. Oh, God, we're no longer our own. We belong to you. We've been brought with a price. Oh, God, you paid the price way on Calvary with your shed blood. You said, Father, it is finished. Oh, God, you said, Father, it is finished. I've done what you assigned me to do. I've done all that you told me to do. It's finished. It's finished. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Speak to us tonight, Jesus. Lord God, put a praise in our soul. Put a praise down in us. Help us to take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. We want to put on the garment of praise tonight. Help us to take off the sadness. Help us to take off depression. Help us to take off anxiety. And put on the garment of praise. Remove stress tonight. And give us joy tonight. Give us peace, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, to your will tonight. My soul say yes to your will, God. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh, God, we can touch high. We can look low, but we won't find nobody like you. Nobody like you tonight. Nobody like you, Jesus. Oh, God, there is none like you. You're God all by yourself. And beside you, there is no other. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you for all things. In all things, you said to give thanks. But this is the will of God. We give thanks tonight. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you tonight, God. Thank you for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Realize everything may not feel good. Everything may not be good. But you said in all things to give thanks. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We praise you. Wipe away every tear from your from my eyes. Oh, God, somebody's burden tonight. Somebody's heart is heavy tonight. Lift that burden tonight, Jesus. Lift every burden tonight, God. Wipe away every tear tonight. Soothe that comfort. Comfort that heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, comfort your people, God. With your spirit, with your word. Oh, God, we pray right now for the Brand News Network. Continue to bless. Continue to send an increase, God. Oh, God, add daily to the church. Such as should be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your people tonight. Oh, God, this night, we pray for your people. Oh, God, have mercy on your people, Lord. Oh, God, save your people. Oh, God, from the hand of the enemy, from destruction. Oh, God, we want to make heaven our home. We want to go back with you when you come. We want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant of the Lord. Now, Lord, we just thank you. We bless you. We thank you, oh, God, for the visionary. Oh, God, look on Vanity Bradley right now, God. You know all about it, God. You say you will put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. Oh, God, you know, oh, God, how much we can bear tonight. Make a way of escape, huh? Oh, God, that we may bear it. In the mighty name of Jesus, lighten every load tonight. Fix every situation. Bless her home. Bless her family. Oh, God, bless her mother. Sugar her mother right now. Oh, God, bless her children right now. Even her offspring, God, oh, God. Even her grandchildren, God. You said the promise is unto them. Amen. And to them, generation after generation, even as far as the Lord thy God shall call. Oh, God, continue to keep them under the blood. Oh, God, meet every need tonight. Provide every need tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every advisor tonight. Oh, God, under the sound of my voice, those that, oh, God, come to support this work. Bless every advisor tonight. Oh, God, continue to anoint them and use them for your service. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless your leaders, oh, God, those far and near. Oh, God, those that are in other countries tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will lead them with a blessing tonight. Meet every need on the line tonight. Every home that's represented tonight. Every family represented tonight, God. Lead them with a blessing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them leave the same way they got on. Oh, God, we know you're able. We know you have the power. Do it for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every prayer warrior tonight. Every evangelist, every minister. Oh, God, every apostle. Everybody, God, every prophet and prophetess. Bless them, oh, God. Enlarge their territory. Help them to declare your holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are traveling up the dangerous highways, tonight we pray that you will be with them. Oh, God, be a fence all around them. Oh, God, take care of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save the unsaved tonight. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them cry out, say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, bring them to repentance tonight. Convict their hearts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Unto salvation. Oh, God, any sick among us tonight, we pray that they be healed. We speak healing. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Any hearts that are discouraged, we pray that you will lift up, bow down heads, encourage their hearts tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help your people to praise you. Help your people to give you the glory and the honor that's due to your name. Now, Lord, we love you. We bless you. We thank you. We praise you, Father, for who you are. Oh, God, we choose to worship tonight. We choose to worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. More love to thee, God. We love you with all of our heart tonight. But, Lord, teach us to love you more. Help us to believe on you as the scripture has said. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you glory. And look on the speaker that shall come forth tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you anoint her body, anoint her to do your will. Touch her and strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, God, we rebuke every backlash. We rebuke the hands of the enemy. Satan, we cancel every assignment that you set out to do tonight. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you right now. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Go back to the pits of hell from which you belong. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to his people. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. Truly bless God tonight. We praise God. Amen for prayer. Amen. We do know that God does answer prayer. Amen. John began to pick it up and declare. Amen. For thou hast heard me, for thou always hears me when I pray. Amen. That's the faith that we got to believe and have. That when we pray, amen, God, he's listening. He hears us and he answers us. Amen. And we do have the petition that we desire of him. So tonight we just thank God for all things. We give God the praise and all the glory. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the woman of God that's, amen, is to come, amen, before us tonight. Amen. She's no stranger to the Lord. Amen. Amen. She loves the Lord. We love her. Amen. We thank God, amen, she, amen, loves to do what God say do.
Amen. And we thank God for her tonight. Amen. She is one of our advisors. Amen. A very familiar voice. Amen. But we thank God for her. And amen. Let's just prepare our hearts and our minds to receive, amen, what it is that God wants to speak unto us tonight. Because God is going to give us exactly what we need. He said his word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. God always gives us what we need, but we have to receive it with gladness. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're so honored, amen, to bring back, amen, to the line tonight, amen, our own advisor and the person of, amen, Minister, amen, Ali Booker. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Minister Ali Booker. Amen. And tonight she's going to come, amen, to us. Amen and amen out of God's word. Amen. So I want you to, amen, prepare your hearts and your mind. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord. Amen. As she comes to the platform. Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. I bless his holy name. To you, I praise God for the leaders, my leaders, your leaders. I bless the name of the Lord for everyone that God has placed in the body of Christ that is pleasing unto him. I praise him for that tonight. I praise God for tonight. When I got the call to speak tonight, I said, oh, God, what must I say? What must I say? You don't want to just say anything, but you want to be, you really want to be able to give the people something that's going to help them. And I bless God tonight for the body of Christ. I bless God for those far and near. I bless God for each of you. I bless God for Minister Bradley. I bless God. I bless God for all those that gone on in interceding on our behalf. I praise God when I say leadership. I am including every person in particular that God has placed in the body, because I don't want to go back over what Minister Holmes have said. He already done all that. And I praise God for his leaders. And I praise God for your leaders. God, for your family. I praise God. I bless the name of the Lord for my family. My leaders, I praise God. They're tired today, but that's all right. Because the word of God is going to come, and it's going to test you. Your word is going to be weighed in the balance. Yesterday, I was out all yesterday. I was tired, very tired. My granddaughter had her out looking for things because she graduated in the morning. We got to be there in the morning early, bright and early. I got to leave here. I got to leave here at 7:15. She graduated at 8:30. Where it began at 8:30, I put it like that. Lord have mercy. And she had been running today. So I've been running. I've been running. But guess what? Tired in the napkin. But I'm not tired for the Lord. So I'm going to attempt to sing a little bit of this song. Just a little bit. Our mother, Matthew, was singing it. and I love to hear her singing this song. I love to hear her singing this song when I was back home and before I moved. She was singing this song. I won't let his name go down. I won't let his name go down. Y'all, I got to do all that I can to hold up his name. Can't let his name go down. I won't let his name go down. I got to do all that I can. I got to hold up his name. I can't let his name go down. I won't let his name go down. If I'm in trouble, I won't let his name go down. Body rocking in pain. I won't let his name go down. I gotta do all that I can. Saints, I gotta hold up his name. Can't let his name go down. I can't let his name go down. I gotta do all that I can. Oh, I gotta hold up his name. I can't let his name go down. I won't let his name go down. I may be tired. I won't let his name go down. I gotta do all that I can. I gotta hold up his name. I won't let his name go down. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord tonight. I won't let his name go down. Personally, I refuse to let his name go down. If I'm tired, I got to press through it. Because I made him a plumber a long time ago. I won't let God's name go down. I owe him too much, saint. I owe him too much. And I won't let his name go down. When you overwhelm, personal, I won't let his name go down. So in a time of being overwhelmed, that's the time to press through. That's the time to give God praise. That's the time to give God honor. That's the time to give God the glory. That's the time to let the Lord know that, God, I may be in a new place. I may be going through some new situation or circumstance, but nevertheless, I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to bless your name, God. Because the scripture declares, let everything that has breath, everything that has breath, praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Everything. Let the crickets praise God. Let the butterflies praise God. Let the bird praise God. Hey, let the water praise God. Let everything, let mankind praise God. Let everything that has breath praise God, because the breath belongs to the Lord. It belongs to God. Oh, let a roach praise God. Now, I can't stand them. Gnats praise God. I can't stand them. The fishes praise God. Oh, glory. The mountain praise God. That beneath the water, praise the name of the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the name of the Lord. In your struggles, praise God. In your ups, praise God. In your down, in your in-between, praise the name of the Lord. Let everything has breath, praise the name of the Lord. Everything. Early morning, praise him. Midday, praise him. Midnight, praise him. When you're broke, praise him. When you got money, praise him. When you're hopeless, never without hope. Sometimes situations make you feel hopeless. Praise him. Frustration, praise him. Aggravation, you still praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Why? Glad you asked. For he's good. And his mercy endures forever. God is good. God is good. God is. And for that, I owe him a praise. I owe him a praise. I'm just aggravated. And this whole life, you get aggravated sometimes. You get frustrated sometimes. But like trouble hits from the right, left, in the back and front. And you like a potato in the middle just being mashed. Or maybe thank you, Lord. Let me use an olive being crushed. So sometimes for the good to come out of us, we got to get crushed. An olive's no good until you crush it. Oh, you can eat it. But when you get crushed, you get mashed. Then that goodness comes from it. That righteousness comes from it. That hope come from it. Truth come from it. Love come from it. When you get mashed, you get crushed. Then we get the oil. And our lamp got to have oil in it. So sometimes seem like life situations is just crushing us. Life circumstances just crushing us. But nevertheless, I thank God for the word, nevertheless, I still owe God a praise. I still owe God. I owe him that. If I can't say a word, I wave my hand. Hey, if I can't say a word, I say, He knows what it means, saints. He knows what it means. He knows. God bless your word tonight. Have your way. Let your spirit have the anointing, have free course. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So sometimes life is difficult. And sometimes difficult things come for extraordinary people. Not just for ordinary people. Because there are some extraordinary people. Except you get crushed. The goods that's in you. Like when a woman having a baby and she got to push, the pains get so sharp. Those pains almost about to cut your breath off. And those pains get so, you don't know what to do. I know I got three. And then you want to push, they'll tell you, no, don't push. You want that. What got you is such frustration to hurry up and get up out of there. Come, you wanted to get out of there. But sometimes we want to get out of things. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But sometimes you need to stay there just a little while longer until God get all that good out of you and crush you, not to destroy you, but to build you up from the inside out. And to build up your most holy faith, build your character, to build your hope, to build up truth, to build up steadfast and unmovable, to build you up in the righteousness of God. So we just can't just jump out of things because the grease got hot. You put the chicken in if you're going to fry it, or fish, whatever you're going to put in there, or pork chop if you're going to fry something, or you're going to put the pasta over in the pot to boil it. You don't want to take it out before it get done. Who want it? God don't want it until we get done. You take chicken out of the all before it get done. Who gonna eat it? No, it's not fit to eat. Therefore, sometimes God has to allow things to come to crush the good out of us so we can be fit for the master's use, for use and good. And sometimes those that you think will crush you, honey, they sitting there ready and waiting to crush you. Not by their own will, you think it is. Because can nothing come now your dwelling place except the Lord give permission. And if God give permission for it to come now your dwelling place, then he have already made a way to escape for you. Hey, he have already. All you got to do is seek and you'll find it. And I know sometimes we call him, and it seems like he's so far. Seems like he's not listening. Then I have the destiny to say, Lord, do you hear me? Do you see me? Have you forgotten me? I know you told me. Pastor, I heard you say it. Lord, I'll never leave thee, nor would I forsake thee. I'll go with you to the end of the world. I'll go with you through it all. You didn't give me no detail what all it was going to be in it. You didn't tell me everything I was going to have to encounter. But you said you would never leave me. all I got to stand on. A word, and that's all I need is a word from God. And I heard it. I'm not talking about what I read. I heard it before I read it. And he asked that question, is there anything too hard for God? My answer was no then and no now. I know you heard that before, but I'm telling you tonight, and I'm telling myself, I've got a little crush today. Hey! But nevertheless, when the woman of God called, I wanted to say no, but I'm going to be honest. But it no didn't come out my mouth. Miss Emmanuel, yes, came out. Because I'm not answering to an ordinary woman. I'm answering to an extraordinary woman. And then I'm answering to God. Because he told us to be ready. Be ready at all times. We got to make ourselves ready for the master's use. We make ourselves ready for everything else. So what if you didn't have no time to study? So what if you didn't? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Where he at in you? Sometimes you don't have time to study, to show yourself approval, man. Or what would not need not be ashamed. No, knowing how or know how to write and divide the word of God. So you got word in us. God is word. We word. All we got to do is pull one up or just begin to praise him and he'll let one come up. Just begin to talk about it. Just begin to magnify. She said, open your mouth. I'm going to speak. You can't preach it if you don't believe it. Begin to magnify my name. Glorify my name. And I would cause my word to come up out of you. Said it would flow from your belly. Just yield yourself. And let the Lord do what he do. What he do best. Excuse me. God need a looking for a vessel when it's dog tired. Seems like it just about to fall over. And don't have enough strength. But at that very self same hour, God will strengthen you. God will lift you. God will encourage you. God will give you what it is he needs you to say. All we got to do is open our mouth. And he'll speak. The scripture tonight, John 16:33. I'm going to read this in your hearing tonight. John 16:33. I have told you all this. And listen. Listen to what he's saying. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. In who? In Jesus. Here on earth, you will have, listen, you will have many trials. Here on earth, now this is what the word says, and I'm persuaded to believe it too. Here on earth, in the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he wants us to overcome the world. Now I'm going to read the other translation. This is what King James said. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have trouble. Be of a good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's read like this. I have told you, like he said, now having a conversation, all this. So that you may have peace in me, Jesus. Here on earth, you will have many, not a little bit, not a few, many trials. And on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. But I need you to know these things. And I know we know these things. And I will your frustration And when you're overwhelmed with life situations and circumstances, life issues and frustrations and mishaps, yours and everyone else, sometimes you have too much on your plate. You can barely take anything else on your plate. The plate is running over, and the food on it is falling off. Why? Because it's too much. And when we get too much on our plate, and then we got to get another plate to take some of that off, then that plate gets full. Then you got to get another plate. That means we take it on something that was never intended for us to take on. When the scripture told us that bear ye one another burden, then he also jumped down and told us that, no, don't get this thing twisted. That's all he said that. Don't get it twisted. He said, bear ye one another burden. Then he dropped down, he said, the word said, but let every man bear his own burden. He told me to help you now. You to help me. But it come a time every man got to bear his own burden. The elders used to say in the heat of the day, some things you got to bear. Some things you got to weather through. Some things you got to go through it yourself. Some things God not intend for no one else to even come in the midst of it. It's for you. For your making. That's why. Why? That you may know him. That we may know him. Not in some things, but in all things. For overwhelming doesn't quit. You don't quit. You don't stop. Be endure. Go through. And data lies is disrupted. When your daily life is disrupted, you don't stop. You go through. If you're feeling anxious, stressful, God have already told you his peace he give, not as the world. His peace. Sometimes we unconsciously expect Jesus to take away all our trouble. He's not going to do it. I don't care who told you he is. He's not going to do it. That's not scripture. Supposed to be peaceful. Piece of cake. Right? Unfortunately, no. 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 You're going to have some struggles, real struggles, that you may know him. That's not the deal. We aren't promised freedom from trouble and sorrow, but we are promised communion with the one who can ultimately set things right. We are promised joy and peace in him, even when chaos is going on. And life is raising, trouble is raising on every side. Even as the world shut down, we don't shut down. Because the Lord has given us a promise. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll go with us to the end of the world. And he'll fight for, and he'll give you peace in the midst of trouble. He'll give you joy in the midst of sorrow. But as hate, he does love. And he'd like, allow you to take patience along with you. Because you're going to need her. Kindness going to have to come along too. When you don't feel so kind, don't feel like being kind. Kindness got to come along and take a trip with you on your journey. Understanding got to come along with you. Joy got to take a journey with you. Because he told us, cast all your cares up on him. Why? Why? Because he cares for us. He cares for us. You find that in 1 Peter 5 and 7. So God invites us to cast our cares, anxiety up on him. He able to, his shoulders able, he's strong enough to carry it. He's able. God is able. So he wants us. Be quiet, it's okay. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to come to him. He wants us. He waiting for us. Said, Lord, and look heavy now. It's too much for me. But it's right. Just the right measure for you. This load is weighing me down. You said, Lord, weight becomes sin. So I need to get rid of this weight. So I'm going to cast it up on you. Someone is able to carry the load. I got to give it to you. Because it's doing something to the way I'm thinking. It's doing something to my spirit, God, that I know you won't. It's not pleasing to me, so how could it be pleasing to you? So I got to give this to you. Because it's not for me to carry. It's for me to cast it up on you. Because you cares for me. Not some. He said cast all. All means all. All. Children, husband, wife, grandparents, grandchildren, co-workers. It don't matter who you are. Cast me up on the Lord. Don't frustrate. Cast your cares upon him. Because he cares for us tonight. He cares for us tonight. It doesn't matter how challenging it may seem. It doesn't matter how undermined it may seem. It doesn't matter because the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. He already got a remnant for that in due season. In due season. The wicked one. God won't take care of the wicked one. But we got to be steadfast in the word of God, in the righteousness of God, in the hope of God, peace of God, in the joy of God, in the truth of God. We have to. Why? 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 God is our refuge. He's mine. And he's my strength. He's our strength. And not only that, he's our help. The scriptures are our present help. Yes, hey. In the time of trouble. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is our refuge. For will not we fear. Therefore, will not we fear. Though the earth be moved, removed, and through the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea. He said, don't fear. Don't fear. The water will roll and just ruin and be troubled. Though the mountain is being shaken. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the feet of God, the holy praise of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her at that right early. Right early, he will help us. Why? He's our strength. He's our refuge. Yes, he is. God is. God is. Fuel our strength. A helper who is always found in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth tremble and the mountain, and to be thrown into the depth of the sea, though its water roll and foam, the mountain quake with turmoil. but still God is still who he said he is. That in Psalm 46 and 1 through 3. And he's our present help in the time of trouble. God is always here, always in the midst of your troubles. He will never, ever, ever leave you. And he's not social distance either. He's not social distance. He's a present help. He's not social distance. So we have to look to the Lord. We don't have to fear the things that are going on in the world. We don't have to fear because the Lord is with us. We don't have to fear everything we hear. Why? Because the Lord is with us. Go to the doctor, get a bad report. Don't fear, because that you fear come up on you. Knowing that God is able to heal. And if he don't, we know he can't. Knowing God able to deliver. And if he don't, we know he can't. Knowing that God able to turn things around. He don't, we know he can. But one thing I have learned in this walk of life, he will give me what I need to get through and to go through my journey to the other side. His word cannot return to him, boy. The word that he's tasting you. Just like a vehicle. You got the keys, going to turn the car on, make sure it got gas in it. And the battery's been checked. The oil been checked. Turn it in that ignition. Fire it up. Get anybody else in there with you? Make sure they don't shut the door. And lock. Put it on lock. Now, before you bag out, look in your rearview mirror. Make sure there's no oncoming traffic or humans. That's how life is sometimes. Got to put it in reverse. And when you reverse and you see everything is clear, then you put it in drive. And then you go forward. That's how life is sometimes. The word of God is in us. And we can put things in reverse. Or you can put it in neutral. Hold it there for a minute. Or you can park it. Time to drive, drive. And while you're driving, look for oncoming traffic. Don't get distracted. Sometimes we allow life situation distract us. We do it. We get so overwhelmed, chaos of this world and other people's situations. It seems like God's so far from helping you sometimes. But we all got to have our wilderness experience. But even in the wilderness, hey, Hebrew 2, God didn't leave them. He did not leave them destitute. He didn't do it. He was there with them. We got to make sure we take this word. And this word will drive us right where God wanted to drive us to. And when it's time to park it, he wants us to park it. And if we have to set up under the tree, get out and set up under a tree in a quiet place where you can't hear nothing but the bird chirping. And let them relax in God. And let the wind blow over you. Sometimes you got to take yourself out of situations and circumstances. You got to take yourself from around chaos. Situations and things, frustrated situations, and you got to place yourself in a peaceful place. I go somewhere where the water is running. find your happy place. My happy place is in the Lord. But there's a place where I can escape when things get too overwhelming. When it gets too overwhelmed, we can run to him that is able to hide us. Hey! Hide us in the rock that hides in us. He's able to sustain us. He's able. Saints, no matter what you're facing tonight, God is able. God is able. God is able tonight. It is God who armed me with strength. It's God that armed you with strength and keeps my way secure. It's the Lord. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He calls me to stand on the high. He trained my hands for battle. My arm can bend a bow. You make bend a bow. You make your saving help my shield. And your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet. Do not give away. That's Psalms 18 and 36 through 32 through 36. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to go to the King James Version. I'm going to read it. And I was here. 18 to 32. It is God me with strength and make my way perfect. He make my feet like hinds' feet and settle me up on my high place. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken. Listen at this. By my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. And thy right hand holds me up. And thy gentleness made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. This is what the Lord have done. I have pursued my enemy and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. God would do this for us. God would do this. This is what the scripture said. This is what the scripture said. Enemy on your feet. We talk about, oh, the enemy did this, enemy do that. Enemy ain't got no business just beating over my head. Now, I'm just not giving nobody permission just to beat me down. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving nobody permission. You may start beating, but I'm going to rise up. No. We're getting too much credit. The enemy doing this, he getting glory. No, The word of God said, that has also given, look, given me the shield of thy salvation. And thy right hand has hold me up. And thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my feet under me. Enlarge my feet under me, my God. Enlarge my feet under me. You're not going to fall. Instead, that my feet did not slip. Care what the enemy plant. I have pursued my enemy okay, David, and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were, until they were consumed. I have wounded them. They was not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. So we got to rise up and say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thus says the word of God. This that troubled me on this day, by this time tomorrow, it won't trouble me. Why? Because God give you what you need for you to take care of that day. Tomorrow, if we have a tomorrow, he also has prepared us for that day on tomorrow. That you will have a new something facing you. That's why you got a past, present, and a future. We know these things. We know these things. But because we live in a human body, and we are framed with this human body, but there's someone that we house that's greater. That is greater. Because there's nothing good dwelling in our flesh. But thanks be to God that he worketh in us and through us and for us. Uh-huh. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I'm so glad, saints. I'm so glad because I said, Lord, I don't know. I don't have nothing to say to give to this people. And I just don't like to come before God, people. And just, I don't want you to give me no in and everything. I don't want you to feed me in and everything. I want you to, for when you prepare my food and you give me, I want it to be appetizing. I want it to look good. If it look good, then you just like you could taste that. Just don't throw me no anything. Well, the word of God just not know anything. No, it's not just know anything. But you have to take time with the word. Spend time with it. And when it's time for it to come up and come forth, God will send an anointing. And he'll just start a yoke in you first. Because I'm not going to act like, hey, you got it all together 24-7. I get tired too, saints. But I tell you one thing, I persevere. Uh-huh. I press my way. As long as I feel like pressing my way, yes, I do. Why? When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all God have done for me, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for not leaving me in the predicament that he found me. I thank God for not destroying me. I thank God for giving me opportunity to get it together. I thank God for strengthening me when I was weak. I thank God for building me up when I was torn down. I thank God for renewing my mind. I thank God for putting clothes on my back. I thank God for putting food on the table. I thank God for putting a roof over my head. I thank God for putting shoes on my feet. I thank God for paying the bills. I thank God. Hey, I'm nothing without it. Can't do nothing without it. I thank God for creating within me a clean heart. I thank God for renewing a right spirit. I thank God. Hey, I can sound strong when I'm weak. I sound healed when I'm sick. And I'm mighty in God. Hey, pulling down the stronghold. Mm-hmm. Even when my enemy and my foe come up on me to eat of my flesh, they'll stumble and fall. I thank God that he'll prepare a table in the presence of my enemy. He'll lift me up right in their presence. He'll build me up right in their presence. He'll bless me right in their presence. Yes, sir. He'll do it for you, saints. I'm telling you what I know. I thank God this person for me tonight. Hey, person for me tonight. The word of God come to me first. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for giving me an opportunity. Just, I thank God for his word. His word is life. His word is hope. His word is life. It's life. It's life. It's God himself. I'm nothing without him. I can't do nothing without him. I can't move without him. And I thank God that he looked down one day and he saw me. And him and the word had a conversation. You're not making a person. You got to take God's word tonight and apply it to make it personal where it needs to be made personal. And he knew I was going to need a savior. He knew you were going to need a savior. He knew we were going to need a savior. He knew he was going to need somebody to get us out of the muck. And you know, like sometimes the cake gets so thick, it get like, and you just get to moving and wiggling. It seems like the more you wiggle, the deeper you start sinking into stuff. But thanks be to God, he had already made a way of escape for us. He sent Jesus, his only begotten son. He loved us so much that he prepared a body to come down and to save us from our sin, and to save us from our distress, to save us from anxiety, save us from our own self. I thank God to save us from a burning hell. I thank God time hell can be on earth. Situation could feel like a hell. But I thanks be to God that Jesus is our answer. The word of God is the answer tonight. I praise God no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, knowing, not just a belief, but knowing that the Lord will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He will go with you to the end of the world. When life is overwhelming, let us remember the source of our strength. God is our source. God, he has equipped us and sustained us. He shields us. And thanks be to God, he trained us. Can somebody say it tonight? I want somebody to say that tonight. When my life is overwhelmed, let us remember. Let me remember. God, he equipped us, equipped me, and sustained us, sustained me. He shields us. He shields me and trains us. And he trains me to be steadfast and unmovable. Hey! Always abounding in the work of the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. If there be any desire and don't know the Lord and wants to know him, you can come. His star 6 and come on over. If you don't know him and you want to get to know him, and if you have not accepted him as your personal savior, tonight is the night. If there be any, you can come on over. It's star 6 and come on over. There's not one. And everybody on the line is saved. And everybody has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal savior. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. And God strengthen you. God lead you. God guide you and direct you. But if there be any that desires the word of prayer tonight, you can hit star 6 and come on over. If you didn't get your answer through the word, you can hit star 6 and come on over. The table's spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. There'll be any that desire prayer tonight. You're welcome to come over. Hit star 6. And come on over. only if you did not get your answer through the word of God. Sometimes the Lord will send a word, we get our answer. But if there's someone desires prayer, and if not, God bless you. That means the Lord working it out. That means God don't work it out. That means you heard the word and you took heed to it and you applied it to your situation. You applied it to your life. God bless you. God strengthen you. God be with you. God be
good
with
evening.
You. God bless you.
Yes, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, yes, ma'am. This is Sister Betty. Good
Hi,
evening.
Sister Betty, how are you?
I am good, thank you. Praise God for your word tonight. Praise God for your word tonight.
The Lord.
I tell you, it really blessed my soul. Thank you very much.
God bless
and
the Lord.
And also thank Prayer News Network for being available to many souls that need it, whether we say anything or not. Praise God for Prayer News Network. And the many people that come on and give the word out that the Lord has put on their heart to give. Thank you all so very much. But I've called tonight to ask for prayer for a friend, a former friend, But he contacted me today to let me know that his sister had passed. And after talking, leaving that message, I called back and come to find out he had lost, she was the third sister that he has lost this year. And so I just called in to ask for, thanks to God to pray for him and God to give him strength that he needs to make it through. Well, that is a lot. That's a lot of family in just one year. But, you know, during this pandemic, it is just so unpredictable what goes on. Yes, and so I would just like to ask for prayer. His name is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yes, ma'am.
What? Eddie, okay. Now, I appreciate you for coming on. Thank you so much for standing in the gap for others. God bless you.
Thank you.
Courage and words tonight. Appreciate that also. We thank God for it because you have ministers to come on and speakers to come on and prayer warriors to come on, but sometimes we need encouragement also. God bless you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Be blessed now. Anyone else? And I'm sorry, your name again?
Her name was Betty. Miss Betty.
I thought so. Okay, Sister Betty, I got it. I thought that's what you said. Thank you. Anyone else? That be anyone else? Hit star six and come over. If not, we're going before the throne of grace. I'm calling again. That be anyone else? Stand in the gap for someone? For yourself or for a family or friend. It's star six and come over. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking and praising you, Father God, for your word. Lord God, we thank and we praise you for your son, Jesus, that you loved us so much, that you gave your only begotten son, Father, that whosoever believeth in him, that we don't have to perish, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness. And we thank you for your tenderness. Father God, we appreciate you tonight. Now, Lord God, as we stand before you, we bring Eddie, Brother Eddie, to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, Sister Betty brought Eddie to us, and I bring him to you, Father. I cast my cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. Eddie is my care tonight. We ask you to strengthen him now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him and lift him and encourage him, Father, in the name of Jesus. During the time of his bereavement, time of loss, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch him. touch him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And if he don't know you, in the pardon of the sin, Father, we ask you to forgive sin tonight. We ask you to forgive sin tonight, God, in this life. For you've given the Son of Man power to forgive sin in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask you to move on his behalf. Move on his family's behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. All those that are bereaved tonight, all those that have lost tonight, all those that are wrestling with lost tonight, Father, we ask you to strengthen them, God. Build them up where they've been made weak. Strengthen them, God, where they've been torn down. Encourage them, God, where they're disencouraged, in the name of Jesus. Send peace where they've been discerned, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal the brokenness. Heal the loneliness. Heal the hurt. Heal tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, raise them up, hey, for your glory. Raise them up for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let not one sister death be in vain, but call someone to take heed. God, those that have not turned, but turn from the wicked ways and accept you as their personal Savior, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let not, Lord God, my coming tonight on this line, Father, declaring your word be in vain in the name of Jesus. But God, cause your word to go out and touch in those places only you could touch. Oh, mighty God, those that have lack, God, in finance tonight. Oh, God, you're a good shepherd. You're a good shepherd. And you said we didn't have to want, God. In the name of Jesus, you are a supplier. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. You are a sustainer. And you are our keeper, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are a mind regulator, our heart fixer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Hey, oh, mighty God. You are our hiding place. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your people tonight. We thank you. We bless your name, God, for their sacrifices tonight. We bless your name, God, for them. We bless your name, Father God, for their faithfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless Minister Bradley. Keep her, God, in all her ways. Direct her path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, build her up, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause your face to shine upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, give your people tonight sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus, bind up every foul spirit, every evil spirit, every demonic spirit, every frustrating spirit, mighty God, every tormenting spirit. Ever come, God, to try to buffer your people about, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing that destroyed all yokes in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, bless now, Lord God, Minister Emmanuel for his faithfulness, his ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send a fresh anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, let your glory rest upon him, God. Wherever he goes, man can see your good works, God, and let your name be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless God, each and every advice of God, their families, their homes, the work of their hands, God, on their jobs or wherever their feet tread, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let your glory rest upon them. Every minister, almighty God, every human that are called by your name, God. You know those, even those that have not come to you yet. Keep them for such a time of their deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, bless those far and near. Bless, God, the hearing. Strengthen them, God. Build them up. Get them the spirit of endurance. In the name of Jesus, keep them, God, in chaos. In Jesus' name, hold them up, God. Because righteous exalts a nation. Oh, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, for sin is a reproach to any nation. Cause your truth to override, God, lies. Cause your truth to tread down like rocks from a mountain in the name of Jesus. Cause the truth to march like never before that men won't get it confused and twisted. And I know you said me and brother choose to believe a lie than the truth in the name of Jesus, but God calls the truth to roll down in the name of Jesus. There be no excuse for us to be ignorant in the name of Jesus, because we got to give an account. You said, who bewitched us? Who? We don't believe the truth. Who bewitched you? Cause you believe falsehood. Tell. Who bewitched you? Cause you not the power after righteousness. Cause it's the truth that make us free. In the name of Jesus. We ask you to move from all four corners of the earth now. Move in government like never before. Show yourself strong and mighty in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, show yourself in the places where government, God, have become so wicked. You move. Because it's not by power and not by might. But it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You pull down the stronghold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because I know the battle's not ours, but it's yours, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless your people now, far and near. In the name of Jesus, raise up a people that will obey you and trust you no matter what. In Jesus' name, keep us all. Cover us now with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind his cross. God, for those that are traveling tonight, get them traveling mercy. And rebuke death and accident from all four corners of the earth. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover our homes. Let your blood cover our families. Let your blood cover our jobs, our finances. Let your blood cover our minds. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep us now. And give us sweet sleep. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. We thank you now, Father God, for all things. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. We God bless you. Amen. We certainly thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Spoken through the woman of God, straight from the mouth of God. I tell you, amen, I tell you, God used you in such a way tonight, amen, to speak to all of God's people, to let us know that he's there all the time. God is there waiting patiently in line. He's waiting for us to turn to him, to trust him, and to believe on him. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Lead me to Jesus. I tell you, amen. God used you tonight, woman of God. Amen. Sometimes when we're pressing, amen, those be the best messages that God delivered through his people. And I tell you, amen, God began to use you tonight, amen, to speak, amen, to us. Amen. So we thank God for you. We pray your strength in the Lord. We pray that God will continue to quicken your body, to continue to quicken your mortal body and to help you to go through, to stand, to do his will. Amen. We praise God tonight. Father God, we stretch forth our hands towards the woman of God right now. We pray that you will bless her, God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father God, continue to touch her body. Give her the strength. Father God, you said though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Continue to renew her day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, anoint her from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet. Everywhere the soles of her feet tread, God, we pray that you will give it to her, Lord, according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, make ways, open up doors, God. Provide for her. Make ways for her home and her family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that way. We know you got the power. Continue to bless her family. Even bless her granddaughter that's to graduate on tomorrow. Father God, we pray that you raise, that you will give them strength, give them blessings, God. Lead them and guide them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that great success, it comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we love you, we praise you. We count it done. We thank you for the word that was declared out of the woman of God's mouth, straight from heaven. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you. We receive it with gladness. We believe you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Once again, we thank God, amen, tonight for the word. Amen. And I tell you, God began to use her to speak to all of us. Amen. This was a message to encourage the people of God, to let us know that God is right there, no matter what may be tied. Whatever we're going through, amen, we could just look to Jesus. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. He will see us through because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We have no reason, amen, to walk around with a troubled heart and a troubled mind. Amen. When we have the Lord to fight every battle. Amen. And truly we thank God, amen, tonight. I enjoy the word of God, amen. I thank God for, amen, you allowing God to use you. And I believe every last one of us should be encouraged tonight, amen, to know that it's all right. The Lord is going to make everything all right. All we got to do is rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord, people of God, and wait patiently for him. Amen. He will come through, amen, for us. Amen. So we just bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We thank God for you, Minister Ali. We appreciate you. Thank God for the Lord just bringing us together. Amen. To work in the vineyard together. We're helpers one to another. And I like what you said. Even though we're ministers, we need to be strengthened too. We need, amen, there are times when we need to be encouraged too. And I thank God for you encouraging me tonight. Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. And not only tonight, amen, but other nights as well. Amen. God used you to encourage my heart. Amen. Along with all the other advisors. Amen. I thank God, amen, for such wonderful people, amen, that God has connected me with. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. We send our congratulations to you. Amen. On tomorrow, God willing. Amen. As, amen, your granddaughter graduate. It's a blessing and an honor, amen, to see our families and our offspring, amen, going forward in life. Amen. The devil don't have everybody. The devil do not have everybody. Our children, our seed is covered through the blood of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God, amen. Thank God for you once again. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. And thank you for answering the call tonight because this was an in-season word. This word was ordained by God tonight, amen, to go into the ears and the hearers of the people of God. Amen. So we bless God for you. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Get a copy of this word. Amen. And play it over again. Listen to it. Ponder it. Amen. Meditate on the word of God. Amen. So, amen, you can request a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting 912-257-3918. Once again, you can text 912-257-3918. Amen. To our, amen, international listeners, amen, you can, amen, use WhatsApp, and you can, amen, text us to receive a copy. Amen. You can text us on 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text 678-608-7234, and we'll be so glad to see your copy of tonight's broadcast. And when you get it, listen to it, but at the same time, we want you to share it with somebody else because somebody's going through something, amen, worse than you, amen, and they need a word from the Lord, amen, they need a word. Give them a word of hope to change their situation and know that Jesus can fix it for them. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. For your listening ear. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you once again. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Even being a part of this Prayer News Network, we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. She is one of our advisors. Amen. And she, amen, has, she hosts, amen, Ali's Hour. Amen. And we enjoy, amen, the Ali's Hours. Amen. Real talk. Amen. Because this is a real life situation. Amen. So we praise God for you. Amen. Thank God for you once again. Amen. Let's continue to pray one for another. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you, woman of God, that you may have the last say and the blessing of the line. And then we're going to open up the line, and we may give a corporate praise together. Amen. God bless you, Minister Ali Booker.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to do something a little different, just a little bit different. I want you to open the line now. I need us to say this word. If you don't mind opening the line, I want us to say this word. I want us to repeat this word. This word.
All right. All right. We're going to unmute the lines, and we want you to unmute your phones and repeat after Minister Ali.
God bless you, God. And bless you, Minister Manuel. I appreciate it. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Love you, too.
Say this here. When life is overwhelming.
When life is overwhelming.
Let us remember.
Let us remember.
The source of our strength.
The source of our strength.
God.
God.
God. God.
He equipped us.
He equipped us.
He equipped us.
And sustained us.
Sustains us.
He seals us.
He seals us.
Seals us.
He shields, like you got a shield. Someone's going to protect you. He shields.
He shields us.
Yep, yeah.
He shields us. Yes.
And trains us. Now we're going to say this again. We're going to say it with power. We're going to say it with authority. This word. When you're going through, when you come up against a hard place, remember this word. Remember these words. When life is overwhelming. Let us remember. The source of our strength.
The source of our strength.
God. He equipped us. And sustain us.
And sustain us.
He shields us. And trains us. God bless you. This word blessed my soul. When life is overwhelming, let us remember the source of our strength, God. He equipped us and sustained us. He shielded us and trained us. I did not know what I was going to speak on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had no words. I had no saying. But when life is overwhelming, mm-hmm. He wants us to remember the source of our strength. Remember God. He equips us. Remember, and he sustains us. Remember, he's your shield. Remember, and he trains us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God bless you tonight. Thanks. God bless you tonight. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless your people. Keep your people. Watch over your people. Get them sweet sleep tonight. Father God, we ask you to bless far and near. We ask you to be with your people. God, feel, save, deliver, set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Bind up the very will of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know that you are our shield and our buckle, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you are our hiding place. Almighty God, thank you for being the good shepherd, Jesus' name. We thank you now for all things. Bless your people from all four corners of the earth. God bless each and every one in their respectable places, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us, God, the body of Christ that you have fitly joined together, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for the perfection of the saints of the Most High God. Let us work the work while it's day. Father God, because when night comes, no man can work. In your son Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you now for all things. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. I love you. Be strengthened now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. Tonight, amen. We have opened up the lines, amen. We gave our shout of praise by repeating after the woman of God. Amen. Now, just walk in victory. Amen. Walk in victory tonight. You declared it out of your mouth. Amen. Believe it. Hold your head up and walk in victory because we shall overcome. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Until tomorrow night. Amen. We see you on tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Lord's will. Amen. We love you. Amen. God loves you best. Hold your head up. Amen. And walk on through. We have victory through our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessings be unto you. Amen. We love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you, Saint.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you.
The Bible says he's the stone that the builders rejected. Upon the chief cornerstone. I find you to enter to this place. I find you to enter to this place. The rock.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.